Morning, Audio Boo. This is getting to be a daily thing now, isn't it? Oops, there goes my phone. Well, it's Sunday, and what have I got to do today? I have got to tidy my bedroom up, and I've got to do my garden. At some point, I actually have to cook a meal for myself and for Simon, but I'm working. Why am I working on a Sunday when I'm a hairdresser? Well, I'll tell you why. Loads of my clients work, and they work really busy all week. And most hairdressers aren't even open on a Sunday. So I've made my mind up that I thought it would be a good idea and nice for my clients if I open on a Sunday. But I'll only open for appointments, and I'll only open between 3 and 5. No, between 3 and 8. Because that gives people a chance to get out of work and come and get their hair done. Another thing as well that really bugs me, yeah? When I took over my salon, everyone was like, oh, you'll never make a living, you'll never make a living. Do you want to know the secret to my success in doing really well with my hairdressing salon? I work. I work really, really hard. I'm always there for my clients, and I'll always go in and do the hair, even if it's on my day off. Because you work a regular week, and you're supposed to work 30 hours, yeah? I'm not going to get 30 hours work on the days that I have advertised open in my salon. So some days, if I'm in like on a Monday and it's quiet, I can go home and then I just spread my hours to other days. But if you're always there and always do whatever you can to help your clients, they'll come back. And I'd rather have a salon full of happy clients coming and getting the hair done really regularly. Like, as I was talking then, my phone's gone, that's another appointment. And it's only like 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Sunday even. So yeah, look after your clients. Respect your clients. Give them a good, you know, haircut, hair colour, whatever they want. I've found when I've been looking around town that a lot of salons are quite empty. They don't seem to have many clients in. Well, my salon's really, really small. The overheads for the salon are quite low. So I give that saving to my clients. I don't rip them off. They pay a fair price for a decent hairdo, and I find that way people come back. They don't want to go to a salon and pay like £100 for the hair colouring and cutting and blow drying, when they can come to my salon, get personal attention, choose what they want, sit in comfort in the gallery area with a cup of tea while they're waiting. And for example, yeah, full head colour at my salon, including a cut, blow dry, GHD straightening is £30. Highlights from like 20 odd quid, depending on if it's in a cap or anything. So my cut's like £6, £5 for a clipper cut. And people will come and pay that. And people love it that they get personal attention. It's a nice relaxing salon. And I really enjoy working. I love working. I'd work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if I could. I really love my work. And I think in working hard as well, I don't know how the hell I'm going to manage when I go back to university in September, because I'm doing a full-time degree in fine art as well. So my salon will have to be shut on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Friday. But I work those days when I get home from college. I work on a night to fit my clients in. And I'm also looking for someone that's a beautician to come in on a Tuesday, a Wednesday and a Friday to do like beauty treatments and things like that for people. Then at least the shop's open and people can come and get beauty therapies done. The beauty therapists can book hairdos in for me, and when I'm in I can book, you know, beauty therapy treatments for them. So yeah, things are looking okay so far. I'm not a millionaire by any shape or form, but I'm managing to pay the bills for my home, pay the bills for my salon, buy stock and have a little bit of money to live on. And I've only been in the salon since April. I started with 15 clients regular and now I've got about 131. So I'm doing something right, don't you think? Anyhow, let me know if you're actually listening to these audio boo things, and hope you subscribe and have a beautiful sunny day, and come and get your hair done if you want to. Love you, see you later.